Patient's name is Dahlia Wilson, first name D-A-H-L-I-A, last name W-I-L-S-O-N, date of birth is 6/30/2014, date of service is 3/31/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner, history of present illness. This 7-year-old female presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states that she was sent home from school yesterday, complaining of a tummy ache and fever. Last night, she did have an episode of vomiting. She states she's had no appetite, and her throat was red for the past 2 days. Temp was as high as 100.1, but with Motrin, it has begun to come down. Patient is a very frail diabetic. Mom states yesterday her blood sugar reading was reading high, which on their glucometer means over 500, and she was showing ketones as well. A patient does have an insulin pump to help her manage this. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, the insulin pump, medical history, diabetes, surgical history, denies social history, denies exposure to secondhand smoke, ROSC, HBI, vital signs, blood pressure 98 over 71, heart rate 126, respiratory rate is 20, temp 99.7, O2 99, and she weighs 44.6 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, and bilateral tympanic membranes intact. She does have mild erythema to the posterior pharynx with no exudate noted. Her mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro-ANO times 4, gait steady, and skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, febrile illness, number 2, nausea, number 3, hyperglycemia, number 4, ketonuria. Patient did have a flu and strep done in the office, both of which were negative. I did request her to do a urinalysis to check for a UTI, which unfortunately was negative as well, but it did show 500 glucose, small billy, 15 ketones, and a trace of protein. I'm going to go ahead and give the patient a prescription of Ceftonir since she did have amoxicillin last month, and then some Zofran for her nausea. I will also write on a prescription pad to go to the ER for evaluation to rule out DKA due to her glucose levels and ketones. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She does have none at this time. Mom also states that she will continue to treat her fever with over-the-counter Motrin Tylenol as needed.